Hello and welcome into the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. This is being released in that week between Christmas and New Year's, so Merry Christmas.
It's still the 12 days of Christmas.
Happy New Year. Yes, exactly, to everyone, and thank you so much for downloading the podcast. My name is Tony Colombo. I am here with our producer, Carl Middleman.
Hello.
And my partner, Bo Matthews.
Yeah, buddy.
And joining us also on the phone is our friend Jesse from Razorback Armory, one of the great sponsors of the show. Jesse, I got to thank you for obviously sticking around and putting a little overtime. Jesse was on the show with us this week, and he's sticking around for the podcast exclusive. But not just thanks for staying around and doing this podcast with us, but thank you for everything that you have done for the show. You guys out there at Razorback Armory have just been great supporters of everything we do here, and we appreciate it greatly.
No problem. We appreciate you guys and like supporting the show.
And yeah. We'd like to think that all those new faces that you've met this year came from hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, they all come in. It's weird. They all say, "Hey, Tony sent me, not Bo."
I don't. Son of a... Holy crap!
Hey. People need to start going in and say, "Carl sent me."
Yeah.
Please do that. Another. Where's the tennis shop?
So, one of the things that we have been doing on the show over the last few weeks have been looking at the Joe Biden's website. And looking at his extensive, oh my gosh. But well, I just scrolled. So the question I have for Jesse is one of the policies down here. And I wanted to read the actual beginning of the page, which is the Biden plan to end our gun violence epidemic. That's what I wanted to read. But I didn't realize how far down the page I was. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at how much stuff. I mean, you scroll forever to get to go through all of it. So the last few weeks we've been talking about some of the various policies and plans on Joe Biden's website for Second Amendment changes and things like that. And now that I scrolled to the top to read the beginning, there's so many of these, I can't even find the one that I was looking for Jesse.
Well, and you say that they're Joe Biden's policies.
Yeah. It's on his website.
But it's really people that wrote it for him. Jesse, have you been to it? Have you looked at it?
I have gone through it. I kind of paraphrased, kind of skimmed over, and because I was hearing so many things about it, so I just wanted to see if it was truly all there, which... just by hitting the highlights, it looks like it was.
Yeah. It's incredible.
And I'll tell you, there's some right now. I mean, obviously off the website there, but right now we've got some very, very disturbing things that are happening with pistol braces and that, which if people don't use this comment period, this truncated smaller 14-day comment period instead of a 90-day comment period, to go to the website and, voice their concerns and do that, that could be absolutely the start of firearms registration.
Yeah. And
not good.
Things like registrations and all of that stuff on the show this week. We also talked about smart guns. Joe Biden wants to implement smart guns, which would require manufacturers to put things like... fingerprint identifications on the guns for people, which would put so many gun manufacturers out of business. Biggest of the big would even have the resources to try to develop that type of technology. Any quote-unquote mom-and-pop gun manufacturer would never be able to do that.
And anybody who's ever used a biometric safe, it always opens on the first time.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Always opens
No kidding.
Just off the top
Could
of
you
your...
imagine that? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine that if the technology is as shaky as a lot of fingerprint identification technology is now, and a person's in a life-or-death situation, and they can't use their gun because the
knife sales are going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock sales. Hey, buddy.
Yeah,
rock sales are going to go through the roof.
No baseball bats.
No kidding. Or what about if your spouse is trying to, if you have
I think
a,
you can put more than one person on.
I would hope so, because what if your spouse is in the home
and
there's an
done.
Issue and you're not there.
Right.
You're
out.
It's technically your gun.
That's the thing. It's registered to you. You can't register to two people.
Wow.
So if they register it to you and that has something to do with the biometric or some type of the matrix that actually operates the gun, then the reason why they want to have that is So a child couldn't pick up your gun ever. You know, someone else couldn't use that gun. So technically, no, your wife might not be able to use it.
So to be clear, my opinion on this, just me speaking for myself personally, I'm not saying that this technology is not something that's worth looking into, and anything to make guns safer, I'm willing to have that conversation. And I think this is, and I think that this technology is legitimate and could be something that we implement down the road, as long as we, you know, as long as we take all the proper precautions and we don't step on anybody's rights.
And it's not one-sided.
Yeah, as long as we don't step on anybody's rights as we're doing it. My opposition to this is putting this into place basically out of nowhere without any lead time for manufacturers to do the research and make this stuff right. My problem is with trying to rush it because they're trying to put people out of, I believe they're trying to put people out of business with this stuff, not actually make guns safe.
And it doesn't matter with all the gun sales that are the guns that are out there.
Yeah.
You can't change those existing guns.
Right.
It's like saying it would be like a drop in the bucket of a law like that to have the, you know, fingerprint technology or whatever. It's like mandating electric cars for the country.
Exactly.
How long is that going to take?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If you did that right now, you couldn't, the auto manufacturers don't have time to implement that technology.
Right.
It would be devastating.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm going down to Razorback Rocks and buying a rock.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, Jess, here's another one I wanted to ask you about, because on this website, there's a lot of the stuff on here that are just non-starters for me. There's like, I look at this and I'm like, this is not a conversation that I'm willing to have. But here's one that I do find interesting, and it's kind of like what we're just talking about with the smart guns, that I understand the argument on the other side, but I wanted to get your thoughts as somebody who is in the industry and running background checks all the time. So one of these, another policy here is it would require gun stores, you guys, to notify law enforcement if somebody fails a background check. How do you feel about that as somebody who runs those background checks on a daily basis? If somebody fails it, you have to report them to law enforcement.
If you get a denial, reporting it to law enforcement, there is a path there now because ATF knows, you know, FBI, ATF, NICS knows because they're the ones who actually did. Now, we don't deny them. They denied it.
Right, right.
And we document the denial and don't sell the firearm. I actually have been contacted on a denial before, and they wanted that information because...
So they already know.
Technically, they know. Now, they're wanting you to take it a step further because where ATF knows, let's say I'm here in DePere, okay, and customer from DePere, local guy comes in, gets denied. What they're kind of looking at that is they want me to contact DePere and tell them.
Right.
Or contact St. Louis County, which, you know, and here's the other thing. I've had customers get denied. Okay. And they're like, no, I shouldn't be denied. And they've contacted ATF, went through the proper channels, got the letter, and they were able to purchase the firearm. Okay. Because something was wrong with their file. I mean, any government collection of database, I wouldn't put 100% in anything. But I mean, yes, I mean, denials need to happen. People who, and I had this conversation with a customer earlier this week. My feeling about gun ownership is very simple. It's one paragraph, not even pages. If you are a law-abiding American citizen, okay, who does what you're supposed to do, you follow the rules, you follow the laws, you should be able to purchase firearms, okay? I don't care what kind of firearm you want to buy. You want to buy a rifle, you want to buy a pistol, you want to buy a short-barrel rifle, you want to buy a short-barrel shotgun, you know, you want to buy a suppressor. Whatever in the firearms gamut that you want to buy, as long as you're doing and you're obeying, you're being the good person, you're following the rules, you should be able to buy those guns without extra hoops and all this stuff. Because the people who, generally speaking, use these firearms and do bad things with them are not law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We're writing laws for people who don't obey them anyway, so it only affects you and me who are doing it right, who are doing everything the right way. We're following it. We're checking the boxes. We're, you know, signing the forms. Well, that's great, but the person who doesn't do that, who gets caught in possession of the weapon, who didn't follow those rules, what's happening to them? And if you look at the city of St. Louis and some other places, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know
that's
what? If it's already being if it's already being looked at by somebody at the ATF, if they're already being alerted mm-hmm. when this is happening, then yeah. I would rather the communication be between the ATF and local law yes. enforcement, if that is necessary, than mm-hmm. putting guys like you, Jesse, in charge of having to get involved in that stuff.
Yeah, I don't feel it's my place to personally. I don't feel it's my place to contact local law enforcement, and if someone is denied now, mm-hmm. As a gun shop owner, if I feel that someone is doing something shady,
yeah.
okay, they're trying to pull the wool over something, they're trying to do something.
Yeah,
I have the right to contact ATF,
right.
local
right.
law enforcement, and that which gun owners would do, or excuse me, gun shop owners would do. If you got people, you know, are trying to arm people or trying to straw purchase, you know, first off, you don't sell them the firearm. If you see that they're constantly coming back, you'll let someone know about it.
Right. Right.
These people are trying to do it wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as far as the single individual person that, and that's the other side of that coin is kind of weird too. If you come in and you fill out the form, I get one of three answers: proceed, delay, or deny. If you get delayed, they don't tell me why you're delayed. They don't mm-hmm. tell me you've got a court case pending. There's somebody with a similar name. You know, there's several different reasons. Okay,
is that common? Is that common?
Not so. I would say 94-95% go right through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now when we're going through this chaos of so many people doing background checks,
mm-hmm.
yes, we had many, many more delays.
Yeah, I had a friend who got a delay. He was buying a gun on a Sunday night right before this gun shop closed, and
sure.
they got a delay, and it was, you know, this year, it was just a couple months ago during this, and this is a person
sure.
who is very obviously going to pass his background check,
right.
but
yeah.
he got a delay because it was late
timing.
On a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and the pressure.
He just
got
into a fight
system.
With his girlfriend.
Yeah, it was just
yeah.
a, you know, it was so yeah. And, delay doesn't even mean. And
yeah.
correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse, but delay doesn't even necessarily mean like, hey, there's something weird here. We need to look at
no.
it. It could
no,
it
not
could
necessarily.
Mean yeah. It could just mean we're bogged down right
out.
Now.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And we yeah. need a little bit of more time before
yeah.
we can
and,
process.
And usually
this.
The next day when I come in and we log into our systems. They're already proceeded.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, within 24 hours, somebody, they catch up the files. You know, they look at stuff, they review stuff. And we've got people that go the full time. You know, you got 5 business days or whatever. They go the full time. We've got people that go from a delay status to a denial. And we've got people, and this is very rare because, honestly, people who get denied who know they're going to get denied don't go to a gun shop to buy
it. I was just going to say, do bad guys
yeah.
really come to you to buy a firearm? Do they really?
It's a game of averages, and they learned. Well, they did learn something
when
everything was going crazy.
There's a lot of dumb criminals.
People were there. There were shops that delivered firearms. Okay, legally, they did not. These shops did not do anything wrong. They did the background check. It went to a delay. It timed out. They delivered the firearm.
Ooh.
The backlog was so vast that it came back after the firearm was delivered.
Mm.
That it was denied. Now, there's a process. There's a procedure for that. We have to, you know, give them all the information, tell them the firearm, give them the address and everything, because that person is in possession of illegally in possession of that firearm. They shouldn't have had it. But it is not my responsibility to go get it. It is not my responsibility.
No.
So that's the best
part.
That'd
be putting yourself in danger.
ATF.
Yeah, exactly. And then and everyone goes, well, why won't you sell me a gun? I said, I make guns available for sale, okay? The final say is always ATF. Proceed, delay, or deny. They
mm-hmm.
tell me what to do. We write it on the form, and that's what we do. That's how we stay in good graces with everybody. We're not arbitrarily going, I don't like Bo. He shouldn't have a gun. You know, it's just that.
Well, it's too late for that.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, hey, but we've got, you know, we've got a good set of rules, and I think you know, people who want to add more rules and try to get. You know, drill down and make them more convoluted. It needs to be simpler. Follow the rules we have on the books, okay? But enforce the law when someone breaks it.
Yep. Yep.
If you do that, it would clean the system up dramatically.
That is Jesse from Razorback Armory. Always a great discussion, great information, great insight. Jesse, thank you so much. Once again, thanks for everything you do for the show here. All the guys out there at Razorback, thanks for all your support for another year.
And for the community, for arming the community and doing it safely. Hold on to your ass for next year, though, buddy.
Before we wrap this up, Jess, if people want to come out and shop at Razorback Armory, how do they find you physically and online?
So it's 12072 Manchester Road, DePere, Missouri, half mile east of 270, right next to the tennis shop. Razorbackarmory.com, Facebook, and Instagram. I really appreciate being with you guys 2020. We look forward to 2021. Keep doing the good work that you're doing, and we'll keep selling guns to law-abiding citizens.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, buddy, and we will talk to you real soon.
Thank you. We'll see you.
See you, Jess.
All right. See you guys. Bye. That's going to wrap up another edition of the podcast exclusive. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast. And if you know anybody in your life that enjoys these types of conversation, whether it be about law enforcement, the military, Second Amendment rights, hunting, fishing, camping, all of the stuff that goes along with the great outdoors, please share our podcast with them because they might enjoy it. And we'd like the downloads.
Yeah. Dang it.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name is Tony Colombo. For Carl Middleman and Bo Matthews, we will see you next week for another edition of Second Amendment. Oh, yes. Sir.
Next year.
Next year. That's exactly right.
What?
Math.
That's right. Back with more next year of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.